Haifar, congratulations on your victory tonight. Just what did you take from that game?
No, it's good. It's another positive performance from us. Boys did well. We've created chances again. We scored goals again. And apart from our silly mistake in the first couple of minutes, I thought we defended quite well as well.
You're on some run now as well. What does it come down to? Is it just a case of you've won one, you just continue that?
Yeah, to be fair, the first four games of the season, we played all right. We just didn't finish our games off. We were ahead in every game. But now we've worked hard. We've worked a lot harder in our defensive play. We're not leaking goals. And we'll always score goals, so if you're not conceding, we'll win games.
Obviously, Swansea University played somewhere on the can go level if they do win, but you're more or less going to be guaranteed the top spot at Christmas. Is that something that goes in your mind as well? Is it something that you've rationalised? Do you think perhaps you're title contenders now as well?
I can't stay here and say we're not anymore. We've crept up on the blind side, but I think people are taking notice of us now, and we've got to be title contenders now. With the run we're on, we top at Christmas, which is massive for me. I don't think we can hide anymore.
And also with that as well, it comes to the possibility, obviously the club have applied for the licence to go up as well. Does that help if when the team's playing well as well?
Yeah, it's obviously the club's got a great buzz about us at the moment. We've applied this year, we've started the academy for the first time. Our ladies are doing well. They've won their last two games. We've on a good run, so yeah, all systems go with us.
And would you say this is the perfect Christmas present as well? Britain Ferry top of Christmas.
Couldn't have asked for anything better.
Thanks, Carl.
No problem, Scott. Thank you very much.
Take care.